I have had the privilege of taking care of patients with HIV since the 1980s. Here are two stories I would like to share. Kimberly was referred to me by another physician who was leaving town. Kimberly was a beautiful woman, dressed elegantly with tasteful makeup, and everything about her declared style and grace. She worked as a chief buyer for Nordstrom's. She was here to see me for a transfer of care visit. She was having fevers, sweats, and chills. She was dying of AIDS. Let me share her shocking story. 3 years before, she was a beautiful bride-to-be. The wedding dress was hanging in her closet. The plans for a grand reception were all made and double-checked. One day, she received a call from the health department asking her to come in right away. There she found the premarital HIV test she had taken was positive. Her fiancé's test was negative. Kimberly had no idea how she had been infected. She had never used drugs before. She had only had a few previous sexual partners, and none of them were known to be high risk. Her fiancé told her he would not marry her, and the wedding was off. Kimberly was devastated. When she was at her lowest in the weeks that followed, she spent a great deal of time at a coffee shop trying to sort out her life. It was there she met Matt. He was a kind soul who would listen to her every day. She feared telling him about her AIDS. Would he stop talking to her? After all, AIDS was still quite feared in the early 1990s. She decided not to tell him. They spent more and more time together and grew close. When Matt would try to kiss her, she would pull away. He asked her if there was something wrong. She told him that his love and support was absolutely right and what she needed. He asked her then, why was she afraid to kiss him? She said she wouldn't kiss him because she cared about him too much. He asked her what great harm she had suffered, and she mumbled that she had AIDS. He kissed her right there. He told her that he wasn't afraid of the disease. He also told her that he was more afraid of not showing her how much he cared. Matt and Kimberly got married, and he was by her side through the fevers, sweats, and abdominal pain she developed. He was with her when she died, never leaving her side. Jill was a picture of success, a talented businesswoman living in Silicon Valley. She lived in a beautiful home with her boyfriend of 2 years. One day she noticed he was taking medicine from several different bottles. She asked him what that was all about, and he told her he had HIV disease. He had known about this for 18 months, but had just been put on medication. Jill screamed. She had been horribly betrayed by the one she loved most. He had never told her about his disease. She would never expect a Silicon Valley advertising executive to have HIV. She immediately had an HIV test done. It was positive. Her viral load was also high, indicating active virus. She started on medication, but it made her throw up all the time. She couldn't work. A change in her meds helped. She transferred to a branch in the Seattle area, and her HIV doctor from Stanford referred her to see me. When she arrived in Seattle, she met a man from Wisconsin at work. His name was Chad. They grew close. When he asked her out, she told him that due to her HIV, she knew he wouldn't be interested. He laughed and said, "Is that all?" Their love grew, and a year later they were married. Chad would come in to see me every 3 months to be tested for HIV. They followed all precautions. 4 years ago, Jill told me they wanted to have a baby. I suggested the low-risk but not so romantic turkey-baster approach. Jill told me that it had to be natural, not artificial. We discussed theoretical risks, but Chad and Jill felt they could make it happen safely. Jill gave Chad her medication to take, timed the cycle just right, and was pregnant immediately. Chad did not get HIV. 3 years ago, beautiful Jesse was born. Jill is remarkably healthy now, working full-time, and is a great mom. Chad is a wonderful husband and father one would expect.